reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is IRAB English Radio. And once more, I, Asma, has the honor to be your host for today's episode. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Shameli and Sister Misbah. Welcome to the studio and assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you both. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, at the very beginning, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly.
I was raised in Canada.
Yeah.
And when I came back to Iran, I did my PhD in Islamic studies in the seminary that is for women in Jamaat al-Zahra. And then I did another PhD for women's studies in one of the universities in Qom.
Yeah, that's great. And you, Sister Misbah?
Yes, I'm Mariam, an Iranian housewife who has a bachelor in plant biology, and my master is in medical toxicology. I'm a mother of 11 years old son, and I've been living in Qom for around 5 years.
Well, as we can see it, whether it be through media or through the things that we see as in documentaries or everywhere, we could see that there is this huge spread of Islam all around the world. And we see that there are many people who are getting into Islam and the idea of Islam is spreading everywhere. And this expansion has got many reasons, and we want to talk about the reasons behind this Islam's fast expansion, and I want you to help us with the reasons behind it. So let's start with you, Sister Misbah.
Yes, I think that the power of Islam itself helps it to expand it more and more.
You mean the divine power?
The power to answer the basically questions that any person has in his mind, the questions that are completely refers to the whole, the soul, fitrat of every person has. And these questions are with a person that do not change his or her fitrat.
Yeah.
Answering these questions that can be answered only in this religion, I think is the best powerful way that Islam has for its expansion. I remember that a Japanese Muslim said that I am the product of negative advertisement that Western governors want to use it lots of time with lots of energy. But after these things happen in 11 September especially, and the negative advertisement that was held for Muslims lots more than before, I think that let me search what is really Islam. And I was doing such a thing in a country and in a city that are so far from Islam and religion. Nobody are Muslim there, but I searched for it, and I can find my answers that all the times in my world I had it, and my religion cannot answer it.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. The negative advertisements, the propagandas that are all against Islam make people go and search more and more about it. And then when they get into it, when they dig deeper, and when they see the logic behind all the rules that we have in Islam, they get to think, this is so clear to what I'm searching for.
What's happening is that modernity has given a lot of choices to people. Because back in the old days, in the traditional style of life, people were left with almost no choices.
Mm-hmm.
You had to get married to... You didn't even choose your husband or your wife. As long as it was a male or female, it didn't matter how old, you know, they were. Your parents, according, you know, to some regulations, they chose for you, your spouse. You got married. It wasn't important if there was any romance between you. Romance was something that was like...
Nonsense.
Non-existent. Nonsense,
yeah,
at that time, right? So everything in life, you had to bring children, not only one, two, three, four, five. And then all these children will grow up. They would become helps to you, you know, in managing
your
life.
So there was just like something like a schedule. And it was the same for everyone.
Laid down for you.
Yeah.
And they got married. They came, lived with you. Everything was laid down, right? So on the one hand, it's, you know, like a lot of the times, often I myself, I am so tired of making choices in my life. And I'm like, I wish that someone would tell me, do this. This is the best thing that you have to do. I mean, it's so hard because, like, when you want to make a choice, when you want to decide about something, there are, like, so many different variables around the topic, and you don't know, like, what, like, when you balance them, when you, like, weigh all the elements or the, you know, factors, you don't know what's the right choice. So what I'm trying to say is that this kind of lifestyle is putting, like, when you go to school in elementary school, for university, you can choose your topic to study, okay? So you have, you're left with a lot of choices. Uh-huh. What are you going to study in school? There are a lot of choices. Well, I'll mention the rest after.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be so grateful. After the break, we'll go through the rest of the story. Thank you for being with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. This is your favorite program, Back to Reality, and we're talking about the expansions and the reasons of the expansion of Islam all around the world. And Sister Shameli was saying something, and I was so sorry to interrupt her because of the break.
Yes, I was saying that life in this era has, you know, put a lot of choices in front of every single individual. And
but it's good to have too many choices to choose.
I think the human brain has the capacity for a certain number of choices. And if you bombard it with too many choices, mm-hmm. it's going to feel, I think the reason that we have a lot of depression and anxiety at this time is because of the amount of choices. And because these choices actually make you responsible for the things that you do. Like back in the old days, people didn't really feel this responsible. Like right now, if I do something, if I make a mistake, if I make a wrong choice and then I fail in my life, I'm gonna say, oh my God, it's my fault. How stupid I was. Why did I make this mistake?
Yeah.
So it's because
we're
of this.
We're just gonna reprimand ourselves.
What?
We're gonna reprimand ourselves.
Yeah, you're gonna like keep blaming yourself.
Yeah.
And then all these choices, they're too much. But the point is that in Islam, mm-hmm. there are certain regulations.
Yeah.
Islam is a lifestyle that sets certain rules, and you live within a framework.
So these rules are going to make these choice-making easier for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people in the West are turning to Islam.
Yes. I want to say that another point of view that we can have is that about the expansion of Islam is that maybe it seems that we have lots of choices to choose.
Yeah.
But I think that the media and the power of media is very influential to the thinking of way the people thinks.
Yeah.
The people in Western societies think that they are thinking,
yeah.
but they are actually not thinking. They are thinking as the way that the media wants him.
You mean a superpower is controlling
yes.
their brain and the
yes,
way they think.
Yes, exactly like that. Because they cannot, because they only bring them the things that they want for the benefits of their governments.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, they think that we are living in the countries with lots of choices and we are the manner of our lives and we are
masters.
The master of our life. We are controlling our life well, but they are not doing such a thing. They are playing in the yard that they make them, I mean.
Yeah, it seems that they have been lost in a, just as previously you just mentioned, they are lost in a vast ocean of things to do,
exactly.
choices to make.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they don't hurt.
So they don't think about themselves.
Yes, they don't think. And they don't hurt the good and the powerful things that can choose. They don't hear anything about Islam mm-hmm. and the real Islam. And even they think the vice versa things about Islam. And by this, they are somehow arguing with kinds of this kind of thinking. And this is the problem that they have. Yeah.
So, right now, let's go for a short break for a change of mood, and then we'll be back. So, Sister Shamali, speaking of regulation that you said has made many Western people to get into Islam, how come there are some regulations that are going to put me in restrictions? At least it seems so, because, you know, hijab is the first thing that will come into my mind. As a girl who's living a free life in a Western society and does not care about some special details. So when I see these regulations, how come that I get attracted to them?
One thing that has been going on in the West and even in the East, mm-hmm. Because these days you can't really distinguish the West
exactly.
from the East.
There's no East and West. All are the same, I suppose.
Yeah, because of the power of media, thoughts are being spread so quickly that, like, you have, you know, whatever, like, trend is going in the West, the same is going in the East. So one thing that is going throughout the world is lack of purpose and meaning in life. Mm-hmm. And despite the fact that you might be leading, like, a seemingly beautiful life, you can dress however you want, and you can do whatever you want. But at the end of the day, like, even if you're well paid in your job, even if you're highly educated, this really doesn't satisfy you.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
And at the end of the day, you go back, you look at the things that you've been doing, and this, you just don't feel happy, you don't feel satisfied. And Islam gives you a sense of purpose, because even, like, if you're a millionaire, if you have the best car, if you travel to the best locations in the world, but the nature of human beings, it's thirsty for depth of meaning. You know?
Exactly.
Like, you want eternal happiness.
Exactly.
Which is non-existent in this world. Mm-hmm. So Islam gives you that.
Yeah. So if I want to just put it just like the gist of the story, I would say that In this world, we're living a life that even if I go to an extreme of freedom, even if I say to myself that, okay, I have too many choices to make, there comes a time that in that very certain time I feel, okay, I'm going through a meaningless circle that has got no purpose in it. I'm living a life that is so empty and so I feel like I'm living in a castle that is going to break at any moment. So what is important is to have something to rely on, to trust, to put all your trust on, and to just, you know, have this idea that I believe in something and that something is going to help me throughout my life. I guess Islam is the only religion that cares too much about this metaphysical side of your soul, that the needs of your soul and whatever question you have, Islam is going to give you the best answers to it. And perhaps all we talked about in today's episode are just a hint to why Islam is spreading everywhere. And if we think more about it, we could have more of reasons, and all of them are very much clear around us. So thank you for being with us in today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك eyes again, let us see daylight again, once again.